Telephone.
You're listening to The Phone Show.
You want to go on phonelosers.org?
Telephone.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You're calling 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight, damn it!
Telephone.
You gotta be crap on my ball.
Telephone.
The phone show.
Telephone.
Cactus this cocksucker.
Telephone.
Retards don't know how to use a phone.
Telephone.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Telephone.
Live on the air.
Every show starts with laughter from Matt now because of that fuck job. So, hey, everyone. It's the phone show. We're on the air now. Rob's our new soundboard
Hello.
Guy, apparently. Hi, Matt. Hi, Pseudo. Hi, Rob. Hi, Legend.
Hi.
Hello.
You guys have any amazing announcements for the beginning of the show?
Cactus.
You have an announcement, Pseudo. You've been obsessing over Curtis lately, and what was he doing? What was the website he was on?
Oh, he has a tagged profile that where he's listed himself as 18 years old, and he's got about 600 friends, like young females as his friends.
Oh, God bless him.
Good old Curtis.
Back to his old antics.
Back to his high school self.
Yeah, apparently. But it's absolutely his for sure. It's registered to his email address. So the same one that his Facebook and MySpace is under.
And did that one have his pictures on it, or is that just the chopper thing?
The same pictures from his MySpace, which are just like cartoon pictures.
Oh,
nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's got to be him because of that. I just realized that. Because I was like a little skeptical that he'd be, you know, hitting on teenagers. Because we didn't know him to do that kind of thing before, you know. He just hit on old ladies in Oregon.
Well, you know, maybe he's hitting that midlife crisis.
Yep. I'm sure he hit on his old lady and shit down the throat.
And they're all like slutty teenagers, right?
Is there any other kind of redneck teenager?
Yeah,
they're probably all fake too. You know, they're probably all old men.
Yeah, they're all spam.
I also found his son. You remember him from the call? He threatened to beat one of the. I don't know who it was you had calling, Colleen or Roxy or.
It was Alt-Op.
Oh, yeah. He's threatening to punch her in the eye and beat the shit out of her. So, I tried to friend him on MySpace.
No, he was classy about it, Pseudo. He said he's going to dot her eyes.
Okay.
He was clever.
I'll put a ring around your eye, bitch.
I'm going to sign your face with my fists.
Yeah, I tried to add him on Facebook, and he's like, do I know you? I'm like, I'm a big fan of your father. Come on, add me. For some reason, he's weird.
So that's all on the Phone Loser forums somewhere in a thread. Search Curtis. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The All Things PLA forum.
Dion YS, whatever, says you're a badass, Pseudo. Oh,
thanks. You too.
how do you pronounce
right back at
you. You know how we had that virus last week? It's fixed now. So people can listen. No, we didn't have a virus.
Yeah,
it was like the malware through wave streaming.
Yeah.
And I checked their blog and everything. They never said anything about it. You know, they never alerted people. They just kind of fixed it and kept quiet.
But yeah, where it wouldn't show the fucking the play button.
Yeah.
Adobe doesn't need any more bad press.
And somehow we have less listeners this week than we did last week, even though the player was broken last week. God damn it. Wow, Laugh Track Matt's in full form with this whole laughing thing.
I'm doing good tonight.
He kicked back a lot of beer quickly this evening.
Yeah. I watched a movie called Savage from Ireland. It was awesome, about a guy getting castrated. And then he wigs out, starts taking steroids, chops some fuckers up.
That sounds amazing.
He should have just taken the steroids before he got his nuts chopped off, and they could have just shriveled up like normal.
Yeah, but he was very, like, pussy-like. It showed how he turned into, like, an animal.
Hey, Tennessee person.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
I'm calling for the courthouse.
Oh, you are? Hi. This is the courthouse.
Actually, I was calling from Walmart or Domino's. Actually, have you guys called Domino's?
I'm so confused.
Hey, is this Scott?
No, it's Zyklon.
Hey, Zyklon.
Fuck you.
Why don't you call from your Skype anymore?
Mainly because I have my internet set up.
How do we know you're really Zyklon? Say something that only Zyklon would know.
I don't know. I don't think I told you something that only I would know.
No, I just know.
I called last week and suggested making a prank call to Walmart.
Oh, okay, that's it. I believe you now.
Yeah. Can you guys actually hear me, like, okay?
Oh, yeah, we hear you fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, have you guys fixed your Skype so you can, like, make prank calls when people call in from actual phones?
Why do you sound like Chris Chandler?
What makes KFC hot wings?
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell everyone we're going to be playing ads on the show from now on.
That one wasn't me.
Sponsored by KFC.
Good.
Hold on one second. Like, there's,
what is that?
I was going to play this clip, and it's from... I saw it on a bunch of blogs this week, the toy telephone that curses.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's call our friends!
So this is like a toy phone for, like, one-year-olds, and it's awesome. He pushes the buttons really fast, and you get to hear this.
Not the reboot!
I love how it ends.
Dude, how much either coke or speed did he have to do one night and play with that phone to realize it did that?
I think it's probably more like his kids were beating on it.
No, I like to think that he's just, like, geeked out of his mind.
He went to Walmart just completely high and started playing the toy aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, have you guys heard of the butt rolling video?
No, the what?
The butt rolling, the black guy that does the what in the butt video.
Oh, yeah. What about him? Oh, it's like a new Rickroll?
It's been like that way forever. Apparently there's a link you can go to and get him to call people for you.
No way. Like, how much do you have to pay for?
I don't know if you have to pay. I don't think you have to.
Oh.
I didn't get to go to the site. I just saw it and I figured I'd pass it on.
That sounds amazing.
You just heard from a friend's uncle's brother that there was this site. You can get it.
I'm pretty sure it's legit.
Actually, but, I can tell you. Just go to YouTube and search for butt roll and do the first video.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would be awesome if it's true.
Spamming the phone show.
Yeah, cut it out. Brought to you by KFC. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
That must be something on the West Coast. Oh, wait, they call it Hardee's over here. Never mind.
I like Carl's Jr.'s Happy Little Star.
Yeah, well, Hardee's does the Happy sure. Star now.
Yeah. It reminds me of fucking Mario.
Yeah.
You know what's weird, though, is we have, like, all these KFCs.
Is you.
Popeyes.
KFC's what? I'm sorry, Matt interrupted. He's an asshole.
There's, like, loads of KFCs where I'm at, and only one Popeyes, and it's way out in the middle of nowhere.
Ah, yeah. I've never been to a Popeyes in my life.
I got one right next door. It's ghetto as fuck.
You should go there right now.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit.
it's actually, it's pretty, actually, Harold's chicken is, like, the ghettoest, like, great chicken. Like, sometimes you get the wings and there's still, like, feather pieces on them. And they just, instead of, like, a biscuit, they give you two pieces of white bread.
Oh, wow. Is this, like, actually in the ghetto?
Yeah, it's in Chicago. And the sign has a guy chasing a chicken with a big meat cleaver.
That's hilarious. That makes you feel good about eating chicken.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Haley, the redneck, you know, trailer girl type sounding girl.
The fat guy gave us the number.
And she didn't answer last week, so I thought we'd give it one more try before I delete her number. Rob, you can talk to her again if you want. Not that she's going to answer.
I'm writing this number down.
What's her name?
Yeah, you should call her during the day. Her name's Haley.
Haley.
She's the one we called from phone sex who freaked out.
No one is available to take
She was really funny two Saturdays ago.
I bet she's going to end up like Randy, funny once and never answers from now on.
I'll call it during the day.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll let you have it, Suda. I'm going to delete it because she never answers anymore. So I guess pretty soon we're going to be calling some people from the drawings of restaurant fishbowl business card things.
If you listen to the pre-show, you might have heard some of it, so that's why you should listen, so fuck you.
Yeah, there was a pre-show today for a good 45 minutes or so. So you all missed out. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I can't see.
No, just Carl's Jr. Yeah, so anyway, I guess we'll play a little bit of music, and then we'll come back and make some calls to restaurants. Yeah, that's what we'll do. I queued up, like, tons of 80s.
What kind of 80s song you playing?
I think we're going to play Chicago, You're the Inspiration.
Oh, it's on.
Pinhead.
Moron.
Idiot.
Stupid.
Bitch.
Dumbass.
Dork.
Stat.
Fatty.
Scrawny.
Loner.
Reject. I love this.
Jerk.
Stinky.
Flamer.
Scumbag.
Weirdo.
Pig.
Tramp.
Ugly.
Pansy.
Dweeb.
Queer.
I take scumbag.
I hate you.
You're listening to the Cacti Radio Network.
That's so great.
I got divs on scumbag.
I took that from that AM radio station that
nice.
That I was on for the
AM
the
radio
Dex.
Stations actually exist, still exist.
Yeah, apparently they have commercials like that.
Roxy's wow. Asking you something in chat, Brad.
Oh, tell her to call
I
in.
I thought this thing went away in like the 60s or something like that.
Okay, we're back on the air. Rob, oh wait, we should explain what we're doing first. Oh, and that number's not working anyway. Rob, you're still around, right?
Yep.
You always get quiet.
He's a hyena. They're very tentative. They patiently wait.
I see.
Actually, that's more like the hyena since he always laughs.
So during the pre-show, we called Rubio's restaurants, and they have business card, you know, fish bowls to throw your business card in so you win something, like a meal or whatever. So we called...
Catering.
Yeah, something like that. We called up Rubio's, and we got... them to read us like about 10 different business cards from two different Rubios. And Rob is going to call them up and I guess inform them that they've won.
Oh, I
maybe,
am? Okay.
Or whatever you want to do with it.
Okay.
So this first one, this is Elizabeth Travis, Patriot Painting.
Elizabeth Travis at Patriot Painting. Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't say her last name.
She's a business. Who cares?
Yeah, you can bleep it out later.
I always forget.
Hi, you've reached Patriot Painting. We're not in at the moment, or maybe we're on another line, but please.
Well, it's a good thing they gave us her cell number, too.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if she runs Patriot Painting, be sure to mention that, like, the chef's name is some Arab guy.
Yeah, because she's a patriot.
LOL.
LOL, hate crimes.
Hi, you've reached Elizabeth Travis's voicemail. Please leave me a message and I'll give you a call as soon as...
This is going terrible.
Is she a little girl?
You should have just left a message and had her come in for a free meal.
That's a problem, though. We're going to call businesses. Are they even going to be open?
No, I mean, it had her cell phone, and I figured they'd answer their cell phone. And it's the West Coast. Well, it's not that late.
The last three of them had cell phones, or probably were, because they were just one-man businesses.
Yeah.
Landscape, handyman.
Call the trash guy. I want him to come to Rubio's and do our trash.
Okay.
Tell him you stole a whole bunch of bus bar out of his central office.
All right, so trash for cash?
Yeah, trash for cash.
Okay.
Trash for cash? That sounds like a great idea.
He eats at Rubio's.
We've got 10 reels of 750 MCM cable. Can you take it off our hands? No questions.
I typed it in there, Rob.
I see Hector.
Hello?
Hello, is this Hector?
Yes.
Hi, Hector. This is Roy over at Rubio's.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm a manager over here. Yeah.
Which one?
What's that?
Which Rubio's?
Hello? Yeah, yeah. We're on the main location. You left us your business card, though. Hello?
I've got a really bad connection on my cell phone. I'm sorry. Rubio's? You work for Rubio's where?
The Poway Road.
Okay.
Yeah. You work for Trash for Cash, right? I got your business card here.
Yes. We pick up your recycling on Saturdays.
Yeah, that's right. We had a little problem with our recycling. I was wondering maybe if you could help us out with that.
Sure. What happened?
It seems that one of our employees kind of lost something in the trash, and we need to get it back.
Okay. Well, we picked up your recycling on Saturday, and it's long gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they actually... they lost something kind of valuable, and I was wondering if there's any way we could get it back. Is there any way we can come look at the trash?
Well, I don't think that we don't store it, we don't keep it. When we pick it up, it gets turned into a processing center the same day.
Oh well, see, this is probably going to be embarrassing for them. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you they lost a placenta.
What?
A placenta?
How can you lose that in recycling?
Well, it actually accidentally got thrown out. We actually, it's afterbirth. We have
this
a little
a
tradition,
joke, right?
No, we have a tradition here with some of our employees, and we go ahead and we cook the afterbirth. It's pretty big tradition here, and unfortunately, someone put it in the wrong bin. They mistook it as trash.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, I was thinking if you could help us out, you know, just maybe make it so that we can reclaim this. We can definitely, I'll set you up with a free meal or something. It's actually really important that we get this back.
Well, again, you don't seem to understand. It happened on Saturday, and it's long gone.
No, but you don't seem to understand that. You know, our employee, she's super distraught. She had her baby a week ago. The afterbirth is something that's pretty common in her culture as a product that you turn into a stew. And one of our idiot employees put it in the wrong bin, thinking that it was garbage, which obviously it wasn't. And now you guys threw it out on us, and we need it back.
Well, I think you're being a little unreasonable in the request. It happened on Saturday, and we don't have possession of it anymore.
I'm not being unreasonable. I even told you we'd give you a free meal. I'm trying to help you out if you help us out. You can have some of it.
We don't have access to it.
Come on. You find the afterbirth. You can join the festivities.
I don't know. It's some joke. Really, sorry.
Where would it be? Where would it be at this point? It's not a joke. We need this back.
It was turned in at a recycling center on Federal Avenue in San Diego. Called Federal Recycling.
I'm calling you because you either replaced, you're the guy, you know, we want you to help us out here.
Well, I'm sorry. I just told you that. Look, I can't.
I'm gonna put my employee on the phone, and maybe if you can, you know, if you can hear her tell you how badly she wants this thing back, maybe it'll change your mind.
It doesn't matter. There's nothing I can do.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello?
Here you go.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Hi. I'm really sorry to call you about this, but this is something that's very important to my culture. Is there any number you can give me to call that we could possibly get this back? It's only been a couple days. It's still good.
I'm really sorry, miss, but all that stuff got turned in.
To where?
On Saturday. And, you know, there's no way to even begin to
report. Is there a number?
I don't have any information on you. You're calling me at 9:30 at night.
Well, it's that much of an emergency. It needs my culture. It has to be eaten within 72 hours or else it's a religious thing. Do you have any number I can call, sir?
I don't have anything on me, miss. And all I know is the name.
Where do you dump this thing off at? How are they going to recycle my placenta?
I don't know. I don't even know that we even had it. We recycle bottles. We don't recycle other stuff.
Is there any way
whoever handled it probably mistook it for refuse and it went into the garbage?
Is there any way you can replace it?
No, I'm very sorry. Good night.
Hello? Sir?
Oh.
You should have offered him some free food.
No, I was thinking a better idea. What are some other businesses? Like, you have another trash can. I was thinking you calling one and saying that the trash they took out had a biohazard and all the employees that handle it have to be quarantined now.
No.
I was a little taken off guard because he was the actual trash company. Yes. I was going to tell him we were going to switch to that trash company because the other company wouldn't handle our dead bodies.
I was thinking that's true, a dead body because they died of some really infectious disease.
Looking out for love in the night so still.
Hey, someone
who
speaks English.
Hi, Greg.
I was trying to listen because the stream went. You cut off Zyklon.
Oh, I can't imagine why that happened.
Yeah, probably because I've been sick.
Well, it was a shitty call.
No, it's not that so much.
Yeah,
just
I'm better at playing prank calls than actually making them.
You're better at receiving them?
No, I'm better at planning them.
I was going to say, we could call you. We could hang up and we'll prank you.
Yeah, let's call you. What's your number?
Oh, I've got his number.
Okay, let's call
him. You've got
his
number. It's right there.
See if he has any Pokemon cards.
It's right here on the screen.
Okay, can we tell someone they won the contest or something?
I'll tell someone they won a contest.
I'll tell them.
Do it.
Oh, remember what we were talking about?
You've won a fabulous prize.
They won the Taco Bell catering.
Oh, yeah, do that. Or maybe, I don't know.
Tell them they won Rubio's catering.
From Taco Bell.
Brought to you by,
okay.
And it's brought to you by Carl's Jr. Oh, and this is Scripps Ranch Landscape, Bill Cooper.
Okay. What's the name?
Bill Do.
Bill Cooper.
Mildew. Mildew.
Bill Cooper.
Shut up.
I think the second number is the cell phone.
Just type her name.
Bill.
This is Bill Cooper with Scripps Ranch Landscape.
That's his name.
His name was Mildew.
Huh? What?
You said his name was Mildew.
I lied.
Are you hung up on butter again? Is this going to be like the butter thing?
You want the second number, Brad?
Oh, I've got it. Rob. I'm on top of things.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go outside.
Thank you for calling the Curry Partners. If this is a property...
Yeah, well, this whole idea pretty much sucked tonight.
Way to go, guys.
I blame Zyklon.
I blame Regulate.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah. I'm kidding. I blame RTH.
Damn it, Matt.
I think it's Roxy's fault.
I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Matt.
There's this thing that happened with Mildred this week. And this girl said she might call in tonight.
Play the breaking news.
I blame myself.
This girl said she might call in tonight and do a prank call to Mildred with us. But she's not calling in yet, so if she doesn't do that soon, maybe we'll do that. Not Mildred, but Mildred's kids, granddaughters.
Oh, nice. Zombie Mildred?
No, new Mildred. I mean old Mildred, but like her
granddaughter.
Girl got the grandkids to go look at her page and stuff, and they're super pissed off. They're all really rednecky and everything, you know.
She's gonna
tell us that they want to kill us.
They make tons of death threats. You know, they're really angry people. We've never called them before. They've just emailed death threats to me and to her.
They have?
Yeah.
What did they say? Read it to us.
The original Mildred. Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I didn't plan
this.
First
I've heard of this.
Yeah, I posted it on the forums.
Oh, I should get on those every once in a while.
Yeah, you should. Asshole.
I've been creeping around for revenge one. Because I need some help with fucking with a guy from Holland.
You're fucking a guy from Holland?
So Amy,
no, I need help with fucking with him.
Amy, if you're listening, you should call in. It's phonelosers.org on Skype.
Come on, Amy, you sexy little bitch. Call in.
All right. Okay, here's what she sent to me. She said, "You are," and keep in mind, this is just completely full of typos and missing letters, and you know, it looks like a text message. You are the most sickest people I have ever heard of. Don't you know that people commit suicide? Let me catch you around, because so help me God, you do it to any more of my family members, and I will have a hitman out. You will be sued, and. And
be sued after the hitman killed you, or before?
I'm not sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think I'd worry about being sued if a hitman was going to kill me.
Yeah.
And then she says, "And live the Mildred family alone, you sick fucks."
You need to make a page starting for the grandkids now and post this letter as the first item.
Yeah. And then the other one, it says, "Mildred Monday was my grandmother, and all your calls were recorded, and my lawyer will be contacting you. You are low-life pieces of shit, and you will die."
Are any of them hot little
oh, no.
Granddaughters?
They're scary-looking people, like, with shirtless husbands.
So wait, they sent you a picture of them with their hate letters?
Oh, no, this girl... No,
a picture of me for reference.
No, she's been chatting with them, and she found them on Facebook. And
Brad, they sent you their picture so that you would know who was gonna shit down.
Yeah,
the shirtless dude.
Fair warning. Here, I'm pasting the link to this one Facebook into the chat rooms, so people can
I'll
see.
I'll request it.
Oh, wow,
put it in Skype chat.
Did I paste the one that has the shirtless husband?
Put it in Skype chat, Brad.
Oh, okay. I can't, because it's...
I don't know, she's pretty hot. I mean, that red hair.
Sudo, is that you, Sudo?
Is what Sudo?
Yes.
Is that Sudo?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Gregulate.
Hi.
Hi, Gregulate.
Hey.
So, Amy, if you're listening, if you're listening, phonelosers.org on Skype is our name. Actually, I have
heard. Fuck you, Gregulate.
Hi.
Here, I'm going to try. Okay, let's take a quick break.
I hack into the Gibson?
Yeah.
Can I ride my skateboard to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'd listen, though, Matt. Well, I would.
Gillette let me in. Oh, thanks.
We're back on the air. Should I... okay, the one that I posted, I'm going to try and call her. And what should we say to her? I have no idea.
We're from the memorial, the Mildred Memorial Society.
Wait, can we do something... something that has nothing to do with Mildred first, just to see if they get pissed at anything?
Like, say, yeah, ask if they need their roof tiles reshingled.
Yeah. We're calling from a roofing company.
Come on, Pioneer.
Yeah. Pioneer Roofing.
Pioneer Roofing.
Okay.
It's already paid for.
Yeah, Pioneer Roofing.
Special red shingles. Yeah. Was my name Steve? I forget.
I don't remember.
Hello?
It's not.
Hello, is this Amanda?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, this is Steve from Pioneer Roofing. I just called in to confirm an 8 o'clock appointment in the morning to reshingle your house with red shingles. Red shingles from New Zealand. We're going to be over at 8 a.m. to get started on that project.
Yeah, and I'm pressing charges for harassment.
Why would you do that? We're just putting on a roof that you ordered. That didn't go very good.
She hung right up. Wow. She knows your voice.
She's probably very familiar with my voice because she's been listening to those clips this week.
All right. Now we have to let her know we're donating to her family.
Rob should take it because she doesn't know Rob's voice.
What do you mean donating? How do you donate money?
There's a foundation.
There's a Mildred Monday Foundation, and we just started it.
Yeah, just tell her we're starting one.
Okay, Rob,
you
can do the foundation thing.
Okay, I used to work for one, so I should be able to handle it.
And this will be my last call to her ever, okay? Because I don't want to, like, have a hitman on me.
Don't worry, Brad, I'll protect you.
Thanks.
I'll be your human shield, buddy.
Yay.
That's a lot of meat in between you and a bullet.
Are you freaking... You're not coming to the phone right now.
Oh,
geez. Oh, she's an animal rescue person.
Now I feel bad.
Probably surrounded by 20 cats.
Yeah. I don't feel bad at all.
Well,
fuck her. Fuck her.
She's never going to pick up your number again, Brad.
Yeah, probably.
That gives us a vector. Now we know how to get in.
Legend.
We're calling about the animals.
I like how you think, legend.
Yeah.
I'll try once more. I don't think it's going to work, though, because she's busy star 570 or whatever. Oh, her name is Amanda, by the way.
Amanda Huggins.
Amy, if you're listening, I'll save Carolyn for you. Oops.
Hello?
Listen, dude, I have 3 fucking toddlers.
Whoa, ma'am, excuse me. Hello, this is Roy. I'm with the Mildred Monday Memorial Hi, my name is Roy. I'm with the Mildred Monday Memorial Foundation. There was a foundation set up in your grandmother's name. I was asked to notify you.
Yeah, you're the people that harassed my grandmother for years and put her through hell.
Ma'am, I have
never...
You have broke up
all of my kids.
Ma'am, I have never spoken with your grandmother ever. My hand to God.
You just called me asking me about red shingles.
Ma'am,
which is the exact same thing that you did to my grandmother because I've already listened to it.
Ma'am, I am Roy Tompkinson. I am with the Mildred Monday Memorial Foundation set up
by Brooks and Associates Foundations. It was set up in your grandmother's name. I'm just here to notify you that you have been made the benefactors and protectors of the charity. I was
there
told
is no charity.
Your grandmother was a woman of great importance, and because of that, a charity was set up in her name. Now, if you would like to be made aware of the details, I'd be happy to do that for you. It's a substantial amount, donated by a one Brad Carter.
I don't know that name.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know that it's a substantial amount of money, and was there any particular charity that your grandmother gave money to? Because if you're not interested in collecting, we will go ahead and pass it on to the next charity that you'd like.
My grandmother donated to my charity for the animal rescue that we own and run.
Okay, fantastic. You have an animal rescue. Well, the amount will be in several payments of $125,000. Now, we can divvy those installments up monthly as well if you'd like, and we can put them to the charity of your choice. And you said you'd like it to be to your rescue. What's your rescue's name? Okay, fantastic. Now, do you have an address for that?
Yeah, it's P.O. Box 14.
Okay, I actually need the whole address, but...
AMO.
AMO?
Yep.
Okay.
And the code's 46103.
Okay, fantastic. Now, we need to know if you would like this given to any specific type of animal.
We have animals come in here probably about 10 a week, and they get adopted pretty quick.
Okay, what kind of animals?
We get all types. I mean, we don't decline any animal.
Okay, because the actual... There are various stipulations that were given to us by your grandmother's will that got put into the foundation. So if you're using any animals that she didn't have a proclivity towards, then we can't let you have the money for those animals. But certainly
well,
animals.
I've already seen my grandmother's will, so I know you're just a hacker.
I'm sorry. No, this was.
A copy of my grandmother's will.
Well, this isn't like her inheritance will. This was like her. These were her last wishes to the foundation when it was set up for her. So, what kind of animals did your grandmother like?
I don't know what particular animals she liked because she didn't have any. The only thing we have here right now are basset hounds and pit bulls.
Okay, so you have lots of dogs then. Okay, fantastic. Now, do you put any of those dogs down?
No, we are no kill.
You're a no kill. Okay, well, with this funding, you can go ahead and start getting rid of all the dogs that are overpopulating your cages.
Kill them all.
What did you say, Matt? Kill them all.
He's gone.
Did he hang up?
Hey, Night Asylum.
Hey, what's going on?
That was awesome, Rob. That was really.
That was
good.
Terrible, Rob. I feel bad.
That was horrible.
Now. You're going to hell, Rob, with the rest of us. Hi, 702. Yeah. 702 hung up on me.
I like how she recognized the red shingles prank call from the past, so she really has listened to all of that.
You're just a hacker.
I've done that same prank call to three different people now, two Mildreds and one Mildred granddaughter.
Yeah. Man.
It's like the roofs.
Huh?
Has every single one of them recognized the call?
Oh,
no.
Well, not the first one.
Yeah, the original.
The zombie one didn't notice it either.
I like the zombie one the best.
Yeah, she was pretty great.
She was just like real zombie.
This is
Mildred
Monday.
Yeah.
So are we going to call her other granddaughter?
No, she didn't look as hilarious as this one did. I mean, her other one looked pretty normal. And I told Amy I'd save her one.
Okay.
You know.
Call in, Amy.
Yeah, come on, Amy.
What?
God damn it.
Who is Amy anyway?
Stop being a fucking pussy. Call in.
Is this Snow White? Is Amy Snow White?
No, no, she's nobody that I know of. She just she emails every once in a while with ideas and stuff. She's just a lurker. She doesn't participate. Well, except with suggestions and stuff.
Snow White.
I gotta say, Brad, I'm happy about the new Madhouse shows that you have up now on Cacti Radio.
Ah, yeah.
That was good. That was needed.
Wait, the new Madhouse? I didn't put anything up.
Yeah,
no, you put up the past.
Said they weren't gonna repeat anymore.
Yeah.
Like the new old episodes. Yes, I put up 250 episodes of Madhouse Radio. So three times a day you can listen to Madhouse at 3 a.m, 9 a.m, and 7 p.m. every single day.
Yeah. Central time, right? Or West Pacific
time? Pacific time.
Yeah.
Pacific time.
Specific.
I was getting sick.
What specific time?
Huh, what?
What specific time?
Specifically when we hang up on you, Night Asylum.
Yeah, take that, motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Yeah, cactus.
Oh shit.
Don't hang up on Night Asylum.
We just got told. Oh, I won't. We love Night Asylum.
Okay, good.
Oh, by the way, Night Asylum, I don't think I was in any condition to say thank you the other day for the amazing cactus sign that you showed me that apparently you're going to give to me. I don't know how, if you do, how I would possibly get that on the plane, but it sounds fun.
He wants to drive out there with some of you guys.
What was that?
You have an anal cavity, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's in use, though.
Oh, she said something about you going to Subway in Portland.
Yeah, the one that was
a while back.
Crazy, yeah.
Well, if you ever go to that Subway, you can just tell me, and I can stop by, because I live in Vancouver, and I can easily go there.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we can drive Sue crazy together.
Yeah.
I was in Portland.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, I was in Portland with my kids this weekend, and I told them about that Subway and let them read all the Yelp reviews and stuff, and we were going to go in there and fuck with her, but we ended up going to this convention thing instead. But maybe in a couple weeks we'll try that out again.
Brad, are all your kids going to have a juvenile record?
I hope so. I'd be so proud.
Mine got taken off when I became of age.
You what?
My juvenile record.
Is your adult record?
Oh, I thought you.
Unlike Matt's body, his juvenile record was expunged.
I thought you meant your kids got taken off.
Hello.
Hi, 702.
Hello.
Hi, 702.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. What's up?
Who am I calling?
What's the word?
What's the word on the street?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. We're hanging out.
Where am I at?
What? I don't know. Who's this?
You're in the doghouse.
I'm in a doghouse? Oh, shit.
Where'd you get this number from?
Believe it or not, Craigslist.
Oh, that's why there's so many 702s calling me. Hey, other 702. What are we selling on Craigslist tonight?
You're selling e-technics.
Technics?
Technics.
Yeah, turntables.
Techniques. It's techniques.
Oh, you wanted to buy one of our turntables. Yeah. What did you like?
Huh?
I hear Acid Pez needs a new turntable.
Which one did you want to buy?
I want to buy all of them.
Okay. I like the sound of your voice. $5 a pop.
It's what?
$5 a pop.
$5 a pop?
We got to buy some rocks tonight, so just come by.
Do you guys deliver?
No. Just
we're not
by.
Fucking Domino's. You gotta throw down some beats first though. We gotta see if you're worth our tables.
Holy
if
crap!
That
is
shit
this
is fresh?
Is this Skunkworks?
It'll be yours for $5. Is that a Skunkworks?
This would be Skunkworks. What's up?
Hi, Skunkworks.
Get out of here!
Holy crap! It's Skunkworks. It's been so long. We've missed you so much.
Skunkworks, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, quite well, actually. Just finished up all my final exams for my, second year electrical engineering. So things are pretty fucking awesome.
No, bitch.
Tell us something.
I got an A.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I got an A+ in my body dissolving course.
Awesome.
That'll come in useful in the future.
Yeah, you ain't been around forever, dude. Yeah, I steer from.
Did you get sick of PLA? I miss when you used to, like, record all the shows and put them up before me.
Yeah, I actually did that because that was the summer, and I had, and high school. Summer in high school, I had absolutely no life. Now I'm in college, full-time electrical engineering student, you know, 19 credit hours a semester, plus I'm going to be working in an EP this summer. I've got a hell of a lot going on, so... You know, I might be able to call in a bit more now, but I think the days of me having absolutely no life are kind of over.
Don't forget your priorities. PLA is number one.
Number one.
You're right, actually. I can't get my roof.
The suicide away.
PLA.
Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck, Chris
Ellerbeck,
Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck.
I'm sorry, what?
Cactus.
No, we don't say that anymore. We say Chris Ellerbeck now.
Oh, Chris Ellerbeck.
That's better. Thank you.
All right.
Now you're one of us again.
Yes. Great. So, apparently I heard the phone show's kind of been falling off a little in quality in my absence.
Yeah, it's because you're not around anymore. And...
No, it hasn't.
It's arr, a scurvy pirate. Arr, tis a scurvy pirate.
Is that because he has
Yes, I am a pirate. In fact, my dorm had 100 megabit internet symmetrical, so I rounded up a total of about 8 terabytes of data over the last year.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
I'm thinking of getting that new 50 down, 35 up Fios and doing the same at home, because my area just got the faster Fios.
That would be great. Oh, VN wants me to ask you about Google News. Like, what's going on with Google lately?
Not a hell of a lot. I mean, obviously there's the whole thing about them deciding to scrap Gizmo 5 and integrate their own web calling application. The old ANI failure thing is still going strong. If you dial *67, call into your Google Voice mailbox, and then use option 2 to dial out. You can still get an Andy fail, as of the last time I checked a few days ago. So, there's that.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Other than that, actually a friend of mine got a job at Google, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, so we're going to get, like, just, like, zero-day news from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell, Matt? You're being loud.
Hi, this is Regular calling on behalf of the IRC channel, and everybody on there wants Skunkworks to go away again.
Skunkworks, do you want to tell us what you've learned and all that before we hang up on you?
Oh, yes. Biggest thing that I've learned is never code in assembly language unless you absolutely have to.
Go away.
I knew that before I went to school. Okay. Oh, yes, and I'm thinking of giving a DEF CON talk on cluster computing.
Are you going to be at DEF CON?
Quite possibly.
Okay, that'd be awesome. There's going to be like 20 PLA people there.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, I'm still mulling over whether I'm going to have the time to fly out. I've definitely got a big enough DEF CON budget at this point, but it's just a question of getting things timed right. Then, you know, also pretty contingent on whether they accept my cluster computing paper, which I'm about to submit in the next couple days.
Yeah, you better hurry, because they've been doing papers for a while. So if you go to DEF CON, would you actually come up and talk to us and tell us who you are, or are you, like, too anonymous and stuff?
If I do go to DEF CON, I'm probably going to show up wearing a suit and huge black blind person sunglasses, along with a hat with Skunkworks embroidered on it.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Skunkworks.
See you later, Pepe Le Pew!
What, Matt? It wasn't that funny.
Pepe Le Pew is funny.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that, Gregulate.
That was me, Dick.
What was you? No. I meant for coming in and telling us to hang up on Skunkworks.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Gregulate.
But it's good to hear from Skunkworks again, you know?
Yeah,
it is. It's been, like, I don't know, a good, like, 4 or 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, I thought he might be dead or arrested.
Arrested for dissolving bodies and whatever he dissolves bodies in.
I figured he was just roadkill.
Do you know who Skunkworks is, Rob? It doesn't seem like you.
Yeah, I've heard him on a bajillion shows.
Ah, okay.
He's a character, man.
He was much better when he whispered.
So his parents.
He tries real hard to be real scary.
And what have I learned? I don't think I've learned much. Matter of fact, I've forgot a few things.
You learned that all our prank calls sucked tonight, and it's just one of those shows. Yeah. It's dropping off in quality lately.
Did anyone find my placenta?
It's like beef jerky.
I'm still looking for it.
I learned that pseudo eats her placenta.
I learned that apparently you can get an A+ in body dissolving.
Do you know people actually eat their placentas?
Yeah.
I met some people that
that's
do that.
Funny.
It's... Yeah, I got to listen in great detail about how they cook it and all this stuff.
You gotta boil it like you do chitlins.
I just like to wrap other animals in it like haggis.
And on that note, it's time to end the show.
I eat cocaine boogers.
Yeah. Brad, that sounds so bad. That sounds sickening.
What, placenta or haggis?
Just... Placenta.
Hmm. You've never been near a pussy, so you wouldn't really know.
Yeah, take that.
Nidus, the last time you saw a vagina, it was when the umbilical cord was getting cut.
Or wrapped around your head.
Okay, thank you.
Get it. Hey, Night Asylum, did you ever buy Yaesu radios?
Oh, no, he's weeping silently.
Now look what you did.
Look on my video.
What?
Look on
oh,
my
Oh, yeah, okay.
Video.
Yeah, I see. The answer is yes, Night Asylum has a Yaesu. Did you modify it?
Yep.
Have you taken over drive-thrus yet?
I've only successfully taken over Jack in the Box, and the black lady that worked there got very mad, and she decided to just walk out to the boards and took everything by, manually.
That's what they always do. That's pretty awesome.
She said it was like Echo, another, fast food place.
Ah. Yeah, so,
idiots.
Is that the only place? Like, how many places have you tried to take over?
Well, Aikenson has explained everything, and,
Aikenson knows radios?
The easiest. I have got Taco Bell, but see, there's a Taco Bell at McDonald's, like, as close as possible, and they're like, I get, like, interference on both of them. I haven't been able to get one, except Jack in the Box, and I have got Burger King, but I can't transmit. I can only hear.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Do you just get too sidetracked eating when you go out to do these things to actually get anything done?
Ouch.
You should try to actually bridge them together so the McDonald's gets the Taco Bell orders and vice versa.
I've heard of someone doing that before. That sounds...
I don't think that's possible with my radio.
Oh, it's possible.
What you gotta use the crystal.
No, I know, but that means you have to be able to transmit on two frequencies at once and receive it two at once.
You get the crystal out of the toaster.
Yeah, you have a toaster, right?
Yeah.
You gotta go to your local adult store and buy 3 vibrators. There's crystals in them.
I got another email.
You have to get the ones that heat up, right?
Of course, yeah, because it's a safety mechanism. No, I got email recently from a pissed off guy that spent a bunch of money on CB radios and stuff.
And awesome.
I posted him on the PLA forums. He was pissed off, but he saw the humor in it, but then he never wrote back again. So I think he's more pissed off than amused.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Brad, I also have these radios.
Oh my god. Oh, he's got the walkie-talkies from my video. Yeah, somebody else did that too recently, and he sent me pictures and everything. Okay, the show's over.
Love you guys.
They work really well.
And nobody's asked for an after show, so I guess I don't have to do one tonight.
After show.
After show.
Okay.
After show.
After show.
All right, it's a deal. Let's take a break with music and all that, and then we'll be back soon. Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.